want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. We're going to spend the next half hour with you here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship, and we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 6 today. Ephesians chapter 6. We are talking about prayer. And before I came in, I was preparing for the radio program, let's put it that way, and all of a sudden God reminded me of something. I was like, I remember that verse, and I went and looked at it, and come to find out it's in Ephesians 2. It's not that I didn't know that, but my memory was not working on 100% on the archived scriptural index file. But I'm going to be sharing a little bit with you about that today, because it gave me a little bit of insight and helped to correct my positional thinking when it comes to prayer. So we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. I want to say thank you today to the folks of Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H Air. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. They travel all throughout Brevard County, bringing professional sales, services, and their repair capabilities to air conditioning systems, heaters, and electrical issues as well. And they've been doing that for decades and decades. They work primarily in residential settings, but they also do some light commercial work. They even provide emergency service when necessary, always striving to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So I know that they've gone all the way down to Barefoot Bay to do work. They go all the way up into the Mims, Scottsmore area as well. I know for a fact that they work in Merritt Island because they've worked on Merritt Assembly of God numerous times. They're our go-to provider for air conditioning and electrical issues. They've worked on my house, and they not only do great work, but they represent the kingdom well. They bring kingdom values, not just to the pulpit, which Dennis pastors, but also to their business practices. Their license numbers are RA0066854 and EC13002439. They can be reached at 321-632-9538. It's a great number to have written down in case you run into air conditioning issues. And here's a news flash for you. If you're new to Brevard County, it gets hot here in Brevard County, and the heat stays for a long time. There's a meme that shows up on social media from time to time, and it says, here's your heat advisory warning. Be very careful between 11 a.m. and November the 2nd. So it just, heat loves to come to Florida, and air conditioning makes Florida possible for us. So thank you to the folks at Weirich Air for being friends of the Refresh Radio program. So, unintentionally, a lot of times we think of prayer as us being under the weight of a problem, God being over the problem, and us appealing to God through the problem, asking for him to intervene in the situation. And so as I was dealing with something here recently, God said that's not the right picture. So he dropped a verse into my spirit. And so then that meant that I went to look it up, and it's in Ephesians chapter 2. Now, in Ephesians chapter 1, we were praying about the resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead. And it describes it in verse number 20, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. And so I had shared with you about the resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead works in us in verse number 1 of chapter 2, and you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. But if you drop down to verse number 4, you will read this: but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sin, made us alive together with Christ. Okay, so there's that resurrection power that worked in Christ, working in us on a spiritual basis. By grace you have been saved. But look at verse number 6. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So as I was dealing with this issue and trying to pray through it, God said, you're not praying from a position of being underneath the problem. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. You have the same perspective that, you know, eternity has. And that is, you see what's going on in real life. It's not that you don't feel the weightiness of it, but spiritually, we are already seated together with the resurrection power operating us in a victorious lifestyle, so that when we pray, we are praying from a position of victory, a position of a predetermined victory. A lot of times people pray as if they're hoping that God will intervene in the situation. And I'm here to tell you that God wants us to see that he is exponentially greater than our problem. And so if you're like me today and you have been or are dealing with something that feels like the weight of the world is upon your shoulders, I pray that this word will be as edifying to you as it was to me. That from a spiritual perspective, this problem is already under our feet. That was another thing, you know, in Romans it says, and the God of all peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. Let me go back there and see if I can. And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. That's because spiritually speaking, we're already seated victoriously. We can see clearly the omnipotence of God is greater than the problem. That no matter how deep the problem may seem, that the arm of God is long enough that he's going to be able to reach us, and he's strong enough that he's able to be delivering us. And so let that just be a word of encouragement to you today. It was a word of encouragement to me. I strive to, whenever I come to do the radio program, I want to be sharing scriptural truth, but I want to be sharing it from a position of faith and obedience. I don't want to be coming in here ministering out of my defeat. I want to be coming in here ministering out of victory. And so that's something that recently happened in my life, and I pray it'll be a blessing to you today. So back to the book of Ephesians chapter 6, which is where we are dealing with how we can pray. It says, finally, brethren, this is verse number 10. I'm only going to read down to verse number 13 today. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. So we talked about that yesterday, that you may be able to stand. We talked, or Friday, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And so, like I said, on Friday's program, there are a lot of different things that it says that putting on the armor of God enables us to be able to do. One of them is to stand against the wiles of the devil. The second is we're wrestling against principalities and powers. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand having yourself girded with the armor that God has provided. So today I want to talk to you about praying in regards to the wiles of the devil. That word wiles there is the Greek word from which we get our word method. So when we are talking about this and praying and putting on the armor of God so that we will be able to stand, we will not be defeated, we need to realize that the devil has many different schemes or many different strategies, many different methods, if you will, that he will attempt to utilize in the lives of believers. So one of the things is confusion. He will come and try and confuse people and get them to rationalize themselves into sinful behavior that they know that God has not permitted. God's strictly forbid it. So we see a lot of that. God is not the author of confusion. So that means if confusion is existing, it's not coming from God. And that confusion goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden. It comes back to, what did God say? Has God really said? And I've told you many times that there was a word that God was speaking to me before I ever became the pastor of Merit Assembly of God. And I was expecting one result, and we weren't seeing the results that I thought. And God said, you'd better go read that again. You missed something. And a lot of times, you know, Peter, his magic number was 3. And so God would tell him something, Peter would argue with him, and it would go on 3 times, and then all of a sudden Peter would see that Jesus was right. When God tells you you've missed something, you've missed it. Every time that God has shared with me that there was deeper insight into a passage, he's never been wrong. And so I went back to the passage, and I prayed, and you know, because the Word of God is not just words on a page. It's spirit, and it's spiritually discerned. And so if you're looking for what God is wanting to show you in a passage, one of the prayers that we need to pray is, Holy Spirit, would you open my eyes to see what it is you're wanting me to see in this passage? Now, I always throw out that instruction with this word of warning, and that is this: make sure that whatever you receive you validate with the Word of God. You may even want to put an insurance mechanism in place like I do, and that is whenever I experience something, I go and I consult with some people who are dear friends of mine. They're smarter than I am. They have great spiritual insight. They have great theological training, a great theological experience. And so I go, and my goal is this. Don't tell me I'm right. I want you to make sure that I'm not a heretic. That's my goal. A lot of people only want to surround themselves with people who will tell them what they want to hear. I want to make sure that I am staying on the straight and narrow path. So for me, it's make sure that what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, that it's actually the voice of God. It's not a deceiving spirit, because the enemy loves to confuse people when it comes to the Word of God. And that confusion is always to lead to an act of compromise or disobedience against God that will bring spiritual complications to your relationship with God. Whenever people sin, it's immediately followed with guilt or shame or remorse. And if that's not the case, you are in worse shape than what you think. Okay? Can I put on my pastor hat for just a moment? I believe that we need a revival of holiness in Brevard County and across the country. I rejoice whenever I hear about massive moves of God that are taking place, where people are getting saved and they are getting baptized. You know, there's a lot of mass baptisms that are taking place across the country. But those salvations and those baptisms should produce a life of holiness. There should be transformation that takes place inside of us. And if there's not, if you're going to church and you are comfortable in your sin, then you're in a very dangerous place spiritually. I know that's not popular. It's, you know, it's probably one of the reasons why my church it isn't any bigger than it is. Not because I'm trying to, you know, beat people down. I'm trying to make sure that you have all of the information. God has called us not only to newness of life, He has called us to holiness, which is a condition and a lifestyle that is pleasing and acceptable in His sight. It is a lifestyle that says, I've just come from the throne room of the King, and this is the way that He wants us to live. His ways are higher than our ways. And so, anyway, I got a lot to share here and very little time to pray about this. So confusion is one of the methods, or one of the schemes that the enemy uses, and we need to be aware of that so that we can stand against that. And we stand because we're girded about with the armor of God. Another scheme of the enemy is discontent. If you look in the book of Jude, you will find that there was a group of angelic beings, and they abandoned the place that God had assigned to them, and it resulted in darkness, not light. It resulted in punishment, not reward. They thought it would result in gain. It instead resulted in great loss. So we have got to guard ourselves against the method or the scheme of the enemy, the wile of the devil, of being discontented with what God has provided for us. So you will see a lot of times marriage relationships break up because they're discontent. I tell people this, if there's a divorce, at least one person in that situation has a hard heart. And that hard heart manifests in itself and it says, look, I'm going to be happy and I don't care who I hurt in the process for me to be happy. And so there is not only relational damage, there is collateral damage. I read a news article here a couple of weeks ago that said that people, you know, children, and it's not just minor children, it can be adult children at all, that there are social ramifications that they experience in their life because one of their parents, maybe both of their parents, had a hardened heart and got discontent with a season where God could have really brought about resurrection power. I know that he is able to resurrect dead and dying relationships because we have seen it happen in people's lives. People who not only were on the brink of divorce, they were divorced. And God brought them back together in such a way that they were inseparable. So discontent is very, very dangerous. And so if you find yourself, and maybe you're living with the consequences of someone else's discontentedness, ask God to heal you and say, God, would you step in and, you know, be the spouse that I need, that you would be the parent that I need. You said you'd watch over the widows and the orphans. God, I need you to do that in my life. And he can do that. Let me share some others. These are not light manners. So before I share that one, let me tell you why I'm sharing this from a position of prayer. I watched a documentary one time. It was about the Israeli army. And they had been on a nighttime mission, and they had to be back by a certain time because if the sun came up, they were going to be exposed. And at that point in time, they would have been killed. And something happened, and they found that the only way that they were going to be able to make it back was if they crossed a portion of land. I don't know exactly how large the land was, but it was notorious for landmines. And so you've got to realize what kind of situation you're in when you've either got to go around and you don't have enough time to do that, or you've got to cross this landmine filled plot of dirt. And so they found themselves praying. And all of a sudden, out of no place, this horrendous wind came up to the point where they could not walk. They just had to hunker down and you know, let all of the wind blow through. And when it finally ceased, they looked up, and that wind had exposed all of the landmines, to where they were no longer in jeopardy because now the landmines had been exposed. And if they are exposed, then they're very easy to avoid. And so that's why we pray, God, help us to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We want them exposed so that we can avoid them. So one of these, the next one that I have to share with you is bitterness. Bitterness. Bitterness starts out as a root, but it never stays a root. It always goes deeper. Bitterness will disqualify you from ministry. Bitterness will have a negative impact on your life. We cannot be bitter Christians. You know, I've told people, I've seen people who could worship like nobody's business, and they'd walk out the door and they'd be mean as snakes. That was the people I have in mind are from a different region of the country. But normally that's because there's some bitterness that has gone on in their life. And the only way to deal with that is to allow God to go into the recesses of our heart and our innermost being and uproot that bitterness. Whenever my wife makes something, she always asks me this question: how does it taste? And most of the time it tastes great. I mean, if you understand that I struggle with my weight, it is not because my wife is a bad cook. It's because she is a great cook. But if she ever cooks something and she asks me, how was it? And I, you know, sometimes I'll say, you know, it tastes very, very bitter. Or, you know, I will give her an honest answer. I will do it in as loving and a kind way as I possibly can, because I want her to continue to cook. But a lot of times whenever I share that there's something in there that's not right, if she goes back and looks at it, she may find that there was an ingredient that went in there that next time we'll leave that out. I am not a horseradish guy. Let me just throw that out there. I do not like horseradish at all. I can deal with radishes. Horseradish is left for the horses as far as I'm concerned. So, but Brussels sprouts are no problem. But I pray that God will work in such a way in our lives that bitterness does not become a governing force. Instead, the sweetness of the Lord, the sweetness of His word, the sweetness of His love, that it will flow throughout our lives. I pray today that if you've got these things in your life, that God will give you the ability to stand against confusion, stand against spiritual discontent, stand against bitterness and offense. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."